B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right. And I said, this is more of an ad and a product, but it's a little bit weird.
Are you an influencer now?
There, no. There is a Japanese sock manufacturer called Tabio that came up with an idea to create a tiny little sock that is made just for your big toe.
It is a legit
right. product, but is just for your big toe.
Maybe your big toe gets cold.
Well, it's not that. Oh, and okay. I was wondering why, too. So it is called the Oyayubisack.
Oyayubisack.
Yes. And it literally translates to big thumb sack.
Big thumb sack.
These little pouches of fabric are designed to be worn on the big thumbs of your feet or the ashi no oyayubi, big toes, as they are known in Japanese. These are beautifully made, tight stitching, ribbed section at the opening, similar to what you'd see on an ankle sock. But why go to all that trouble for making a sock for a single toe? The reason is, because the nail on the big toe is a lot tougher than the others, and even when it's trimmed, there's a chance that it might catch the fabric or cause friction at the big toe end of the sock, and the chance of it catching the fabric is even higher when you're slipping your feet into stockings. But this toe sheath works to prevent scrapes from forming a snug by forming a snug barrier between the cloth and the nail.
Well,
just to save your stock, your socks and stockings.
Since I am not a condor, I trim my toenails so that that doesn't happen, right?
Mm-hmm. But it can still. Yeah. The nail is thicker.
All right.
You might have some errant little spots.
Interesting.
It is a tiny product, but a lot of thought has gone into its creation. Not only in the stitching, but the material itself, which is called Diocel. Which is said to suppress the growth of germs and have antibacterial and deodorizing properties.
Do you see
for your big toe?
Them branching out into the other toes so that there are toe like the second toe?
I think it's just for your big toe is the main culprit. Because when I have holes in my socks, it's usually at the big toe part.
Could you see yourself putting on 10 little tiny separate toe socks every
No, I don't see myself putting on one.
I have more of an issue with my little toe catching fabric on my socks.
Little rascal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the nail sometimes sits weird on your toe.
Yeah. A Florida nurse has been fired for posting photos on social media cruelly mocking a newborn with a birth defect.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, right? Sierra Samuels, a neonatal intensive care nurse at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, was fired on Thursday following an investigation that began early last month after two photos of a newborn with an abdominal wall birth defect were posted to her Instagram account. One post wrote, my night was going great, and then boom. And she showed a photo of the newborn taken inside the hospital's newborn intensive care unit. A second photo posted by Samuels showed the newborn again and a hashtag citing the child's birth defect, which is gastroschisis, where the baby's intestines are found outside of the body, exiting through a hole beside the belly button. And then she wrote, your intestines supposed to be inside, not outside, baby.
They are supposed to be.
Samuels, who posted several other photos of herself on the job, was placed on administrative leave last month after the photo surfaced. Hospital officials cited patient privacy as a top priority while saying that the blatant breach would be investigated. They said employees who violate these privacy rules, despite being educated, are subject to disciplinary action, including suspension or termination.
Besides, it's a little insensitive.
I hope she can never work again.
Yeah.
An attorney said that Samuels not only breached a newborn's privacy, but also violated the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which is known as HIPAA. So, yeah, that's just...
What an idiot.
Come on, man.
Loser.
Yeah, and stupid.
Yeah.
To do that.
Absolutely.
You did not know that there would be blowback from that?
I don't know.
You're stupid. The McDonald's customer who called in a bomb threat to an Iowa restaurant because he did not receive dipping sauces with his 30-piece chicken McNuggets order has pleaded guilty to a harassment charge.
All right. Is that what he's going to be charged with? That's it?
Yeah.
It's a harassment?
It's
a bomb threat.
Robert Goldwitzer, last week, copped to a misdemeanor count in connection with a bizarre incident in late June involving McDonald's near his home. Goldwitzer was sentenced to 12 months probation and fined $430. McDonald's assistant manager told cops that the man who called the restaurant was irate due to the fact that he had requested 30 chicken nuggets and received no dipping sauces for them. When the worker replied that the patron could return to the restaurant to retrieve the sauces, the man said, quote, "No, I'm going to blow up the store and punch you in the face."
Goldwitzer, do the second one first.
Yeah. Goldwitzer, who lives about 5 miles from the eatery, was quickly identified as a suspect since the threatening call was placed from a phone number associated with Goldwitzer, and that number was captured on the restaurant's caller ID.
I just really like sauce.
During police questioning, Goldwitzer told cops that he had gone to the McDonald's and the staff had gotten his order wrong.
Mm.
Robert stated that he was very upset by this and called into the McDonald's. Goldwitzer recalled telling a McDonald's employee that, quote, "I hope someone blows up your building, and I hope someone punches you in the face."
Yeah, let me clarify. I hope someone punches you in the face and blows up your building.
He added that he had no intentions to blow up the McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Goldwitzer was originally charged with making false report about an explosive or incendiary device, which a felony, by the way, but he's going to face the other charge.
I'm not a lunatic.
All right, one more story?
Yeah.
All right, let's go with this one. A baby was born this week aboard a Turkish Airlines flight from Istanbul to Chicago. The baby was discovered on Monday by a doctor on board and the airline's crew on the flight. It was delivered, not discovered.
Look at this. Baby!
The doctor, Firdan Kubilier, was traveling from Turkey to New Orleans with a stop in Chicago. During the flight, he heard an announcement over the plane's loudspeaker asking if there were any doctors on board. Although he initially believed the pain was caused by appendicitis or food poisoning,
right.
Her husband later said that she had been traveling just weeks before her due date. The captain of the flight told the doctor that they could land in Copenhagen, Denmark, but the doctor said there wouldn't be enough time before the baby was born. He said she was screaming. The entire airplane was scared. The doctor had to rotate the baby during the delivery.
Wow.
But the boy was born safely, and the flight landed in Chicago. They kept on going.
Couldn't they just turn the plane around?
And a medical team was waiting at the airport for the mother and child. The doctor, who works part-time as a neurosurgeon in Turkey and does not practice medicine in the U.S., said that he was originally scheduled to travel a week earlier, but he had delayed the trip. Countries have different policies, by the way, on whether babies born over their territory automatically receive citizenship. Babies born over the U.S. airspace are granted American citizenship, but I don't think they were, they were closer to Copenhagen. So,
is there a point, which they recommend that you not fly, obviously, if your due date is due date.
Yeah.
What is the buffer? What do they recommend?
Don't know.
I don't know how many months it is, but I mean, it's a few months before birth.
Okay, I would imagine, right?
I would imagine any time that you might be able to give a premature birth,
yeah.
You know what I mean, and the baby still be... have a shot,
right.
that they would recommend you don't fly during that time. But I'm not sure what that frame is, Steve.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Special operations soldiers training at an airport in the Mojave Desert were reportedly attacked and wounded by a sword-wielding man dressed as a ninja and forced to shelter in a hangar. This is reported in Stars and Stripes. The absurd incident reportedly took place sometime after 1 a.m. on September 18th, according to what appears to be a military incident report shared on Instagram and Reddit. The police records also appear to confirm some of the details in the social media documents, which suggest that the wounded victims, a staff sergeant and a captain, to be members of the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment,
jeez,
an elite helicopter unit known as the Night Stalkers. According to the report, the staff sergeant was outside smoking a cigarette when he was approached by an unknown person wearing full ninja garb who asked, "Do you know who I am and do you know where my family is?" After the soldier answered no, the person in ninja garb began to slash at the soldier, striking his phone and his knee and leg. As the staff sergeant then took off running, the man dressed as a ninja began kicking and punching doors and windows, and then reportedly threw a block of asphalt through a building window. The captain inside was struck by the block. The victims called 911, and the ninja reportedly fled and was arrested elsewhere. And I don't really have any other details as of yet.
Did this person display any actual skills with the sword, or was it just
cosplay? I don't know. They got
cosplay.
The guy's phone in his knee, who knows? Maybe he was halfway decent at it. He's crazy.
Yes.
But, you know.
Hey, you know, you're all right.
Yeah. A Missouri Sheriff's Department issued a reminder to people this week after a social media sales ad led to an arrest. And the warning is, keep your drugs out of the online photographs when you're selling something.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
The sheriff was tipped off to the discovery of an eagle-eyed citizen who noticed someone trying to sell a catalytic converter online. They posted a picture Tuesday night that included a large bag of meth and syringe in the background.
So you had a story last week that they're actually snorting the dust from catalytic converters, right?
Well, this was in that was in Africa.
Right, yeah.
Maybe in the Congo. But anyhow, detectives went to the man's home and served a search warrant. And the sheriff said, you can imagine his surprise in the Facebook post. He said he still had 48 grams of meth and a pistol that he is forbidden to own. We have now provided him with a new place to stay.
Gosh, you sure have a lot of meth.
So the picture, Steve, shows the catalytic converter in a box. And then in the background, you see this big bag full of white substance, and there's a syringe and a spoon and all the little things that you need.
Only a drug addict would make that mistake.
To get your meth on. The sheriff's office identified the suspect as James Kurtz. A jail record indicated the 38-year-old man was arrested and booked on suspicion of drug-related offenses. The deputy said that Kurtz wasn't aware that the photo showed the narcotics.
I feel so silly. Mm.
A man shot and killed his father with a crossbow before killing himself Wednesday night at a home in Lancaster County. Wesley Frey Jr. shot his father, Wesley Frey Sr., in the chest with a crossbow. A family member witnessed the shooting and then ran from the home and called police. Frey Jr. then barricaded himself in an upstairs bedroom. Police said family members told them that Frey Jr. was going to commit suicide with woodworking tools that were in the upstairs room. This guy has chosen some pretty brutal material to commit his crime. Police said that the...
Did they say what he used in the way of woodworking tools?
No, I didn't find out. So police said after numerous attempts to contact Frey Jr., they tried to enter the room, which they said was blocked with furniture. Once they were able to get inside, police said that he was already deceased. But he killed his father with a crossbow. And then, that's messed up, man. Dramatic security footage has emerged showing a car plunging from the second floor of a dealership onto a receptionist working below. Now, she survived. This is insane.
When you see it, it's like there is no way a human could survive that, and she did.
The scene unfolded inside a Volkswagen showroom in Sao Paulo, Brazil, when an unlicensed contractor lost control of the car. Video showed the vehicle drop more than 6 meters, so roughly 20 feet.
Yeah.
And it landed on its roof on top of a teenage woman working behind a reception desk. She had only a split second to react before being crushed beneath the weight of the vehicle. A witness was shown running over shortly after impact with the desk's circular walls crumpling and falling to the side. The 19-year-old sustained multiple fractures to her body and was flown to a hospital via helicopter, while the 29-year-old valet was taken to a hospital with a fractured leg. The young man who was contracted to clean cars at the showroom had returned from the car wash and lost control of the car while he was trying to park it. A 20-year-old receptionist was also hurt, but fortunately only received minor injuries. Police are reportedly investigating the incident, with the driver facing charges of causing physical injuries while driving unlicensed or disqualified. All right, and then one last story. A St. Petersburg woman was arrested for battery after she allegedly bashed her boyfriend over the head with a pan full of hot grits.
Oh!
And the hot grits got him. And by the way, grits are like lava when you just made them, and they like have that oatmeal consistency where they would stick to you.
Yeah, it'd be like a burning paste.
Yeah. Darice Johnson was arguing with her boyfriend and hit him over the head with a metal saucepan. Contained within this pan were hot grits.
Kiss
which
my grits.
Spilled on the victim, causing a burn to his left arm.
Wow.
Police said that the victim suffered head and facial injuries and needed stitches. Johnson was arrested for aggravated domestic battery for the incident.
I think that's your first grits attack in
It may be. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a grits attack before. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.